GoodSuccess.com. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for the privilege to learn at your feet again today. Thank you for this journey of hope that you have brought us through over this period of time. We return all the glory to you, and we appreciate you. Blessed be your name. In Jesus Christ's mighty name, we are praying. And Father, I pray today that for everyone who joins us live today or those who will listen to the recording, let everyone have their hope revived. Let their faith be strengthened, and let every feeling of depression, despondency, every feeling of unhappiness be destroyed in the name of Jesus. Let joy be revived in every single one. In Jesus Christ's mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. So the topic remains anchored on hope, how to remain hopeful in the midst of hopelessness and uncertainties. What is an hopeless situation? A situation that doesn't look like it has a way out. I don't know if you have been faced with that before. Maybe you are struggling with, you know, finances, struggling to pay bills, struggling to take care of your family or yourself. You've slept at night not knowing what to eat in the morning, and even at night you had the last meal. If you've ever been there, it's that kind of hopeless situation. Or sickness has faced you and it seems like there's no solution and you're wondering, when is this going to end? That can be an hopeless situation. Or somebody wants to get married and has been waiting and waiting. Or somebody wants to have a child and has been trusting God. Or somebody who needs a good job or who started a business and is wondering, when is this business going to have breakthrough? I've prayed, I've fasted, I've done everything I know to do, but it seems like I'm not just getting there. What is happening? This can be talking about you. And uncertainty is talking about when you can't just predict what is going to happen next. You're like, what is going to happen next? What do I do? I'm not even sure what is going to happen. What is the future about? If you have ever been there, or you have ever seen someone who has been there, then pay attention today. Praise God. So last week we touched on a couple of things, like the fact that God doesn't want you to give up. God has created you a conqueror, somebody who is more than a winner. That is what that word "more than a conqueror" means. And you hear the word that you should hold on to your anchor, hold on to faith, hold on to Jesus. Peter was walking on water, just like any of us. Peter was holding on to his faith, believed in Jesus, saw Jesus face to face, saw what Jesus did, just like many of us have seen others who have prospered, who have excelled, who have done great things. And then you're like, oh, let me just follow in their step. That's what Peter did. He saw Jesus walking on water and he followed in his step. And guess what? Peter started walking on water. And then some other things came, external influences. The storms of life came, challenges came, things that you can't explain why they came or why they are coming at this particular time. That is exactly what that storm stood for. And Peter saw the storm and he took his eyes away from Jesus and he began to sink. Remember, we've talked about it over and over again. About when you put one finger in front of your eyes and the other eye is closed, that finger looks as if it's bigger than every other thing in front of you. Peter took his eyes away from Jesus, and then the storms became bigger, and then he began to sink. But God is telling you, hold on to your anchor. Don't let any other thing take your attention away from Jesus. Don't look at your problems, look at Jesus. And then through the lens of the eyes of Jesus, you will see that Goliath is too big to be missed. Instead of seeing him as too big to be hit, you will see him as too big to be missed. That this problem is too big, that means I can always overcome because I have different angles through which I can overcome. That is exactly that spirit of holding on to your anchor. And then it's closer than you think. Whatever you think you've missed in life, it's far closer than you think. That breakthrough is coming. That blessing is coming. That favor is coming. That your struggle with your spiritual life is ending. God is telling you that. And then just a little more. It's always darkest before dawn. Everything looks dark. It looks as if nothing is going to happen. And before you know it, you just see light coming up. The sun coming up. And that is it. God is telling you, if you think you want to give up, the devil is only pressuring you to give up because the breakthrough is just at the corner. The breakthrough is just at the corner. And remember, you are not forgotten. God is faithful. He is not a man, and he always shows up. Praise God. Let's read some scriptures today. James 1:2-3, he says, "Blessed is the man who endures temptation, for when he has been approved, he will receive the crown of life which the Lord has promised to those who love him. Let no one say when he is tempted, I'm tempted by God, for God cannot be tempted by evil, nor does he himself tempt anyone." So if you read the first part of that scripture, it says, blessed is the man who endures temptation. Temptation will come. It doesn't matter who you are. It doesn't matter how holy you are. Temptations will come. And even tests will come. The purpose of temptation is to bring you down. But the purpose of test is to lift you up. Whichever one it is, they will surely come. The only thing is that you don't keep your eyes on temptation. You don't begin to expect temptation. Don't put your hope on temptation. Don't begin to look at temptation coming. No. Look at the victories ahead of you. But the truth is this. Also know that temptations will come at one time or the other in life. So God is saying, when temptation comes to bring you down, hold on to your anchor. Hold on to righteousness. Stand firm. And when God tests you, to see if you are really following him because of bread and butter, or you are following him because you love him, God's power is still there for you. God is the one who wants to test you to see what you are made up of, but he's also still the one to give you the power to overcome. So that means it's now a matter of choice for you to choose to take his power to overcome the test and then get promoted. God tested Abraham. He said he should sacrifice his son, and then Abraham succeeded. And guess what? Abraham was lifted. He was promoted. Deuteronomy 32:9-11 says, "For the Lord's portion is his people. Jacob is the place of his inheritance. He found him in a desert and in the wasteland, a howling wilderness. He encircled him. He instructed him. He kept him as the apple of his eye, as an eagle stirs up his nest, hovers over its young, spreading out his wings, taking them up, carrying them on his wings." Why are we reading this? If we look at the first part, it said, the Lord's portion is his people, just as you and I are the Lord's portion. He says, and he went ahead to say, Jacob is the place of his inheritance, so that you will not doubt anything. Therefore, he's saying that, see, God knows that he owns you. God believes in you. God is the one who created you. He's with you. He has claimed you to be his people. And guess what happened after that? He says, he's encircled him. He instructed him. He kept him as the apple of his eyes, right? But you know what? If you look at the first part, it says, he found him in a desert. That's a deserted land. A dry place. In a wasteland. The question is this. If God is really with them, how did they end up in the desert? How did they end up in a wasteland? It was their time to be proven, to be tested, to be equipped for the future ahead. Have you found yourself in a place where you are like, God, if you are really with me, why are all these things happening? Just like Gideon said, he said, if God was with us, if God is still with us, why are all these things happening? Why are all these things happening to us? So that is it. So you and I must remember that because temptations are happening, because you are experiencing delays, because challenges of life are around you, it doesn't mean God is not with you. No, it is not a proof that God is not with you. The Bible says, when you walk through the fire, he will be with you. When you walk through the waters, he will be with you. So what you want to look out for, whatever you are facing, whatever challenges that come your ways, is God with me? Because if God is with you, the fire becomes like air condition. If God is with you, the rivers become a dry land that you can walk through. If God is with you, even in the desert, you will eat your manna. And that's the portion of someone today. Maybe you are in your dry land, you are in the desert, you are in the wasteland. But remember that the children of Israel, God was with them. Everything around their lives proved that God was with them. But challenges also came to prove that God was not with them. However, God proved over and over again that God was with them. He provided manna where there was a dry land. Are you looking at the economy of the country? If you're in Nigeria, you're like, the dollar is going up, so to say. Dollar is not going up. It's naira that is going down. It's like, everything is going up. How do I do this? You know what? Just check around you. Check to see that you are in God and God is with you. Because if you are in God and God is with you, even the desert land will become Eden. Even the wilderness will become the place that God is staying. Jacob in the Bible slept in a deserted land. He used stone as his pillow. That is not comfort, using stone as a pillow. And guess what happened? God was there with him. He saw angels going up and down. He wrestled with angels. He had victory. You and I must never give up hope. Hold on to your anchor. Remain strong. Somebody may say, but everything is working fine for me. Maybe this is not for me. Guess what? It's just a matter of time. Challenges will come. The Bible says, challenges will come. Temptations will come. Attacks will come. Even though it says, woe to those through whom they come, but God is saying, it will come. But there is a guarantee you have. That is what you should hold on to. That God is with you. He said, fear not. Lo, I'm with you. Even to the end of the world. That means even if you have gone away from everybody, end of the world, wherever you are in the world, they say, I am with you. What testimony are you hoping to get? Keep up faith. Hold on strong. Don't think about giving up. So today, here are the ways for you to keep your hope anchored. Number one, remember that it is about your heart. The devil is not about your money. He's the God of this world. If you want gold, he can bring it out. If you want money, he can bring it out. So it's not after your money. It's not after your job. It's not after your business. It's after your heart. It's a matter of the heart. The devil wants to get your heart to turn away from God. All the temptations coming, all the challenges coming, all the things you are seeing, all the hardships coming, all the pressure from the issues in the country, they are not coming because they want you to be poor, no. They are coming because the devil wants your heart to deny God. When Job faced his own temptation, what was the challenge? His wife said, curse God so I can kill you. And Job kept pure. He remained pure in his heart. Remain pure in your heart. Remain steadfast with God. He said, even though he slays me, I will yet hope in him. Even though he's going to kill me. He doesn't understand. He didn't even understand the devil was after him. But he said, I may not understand what is happening. Even if it's God that wants to kill me, you know what? I will yet keep my hope in him. I'm like a tree that is cut down. If I can just get a glimpse of the Spirit of God again, I will yet bud again. That should be your place. That should be where you are. That should be where you stand. That should be how you keep strong in the faith. That, you know what? I may not understand. Whether it's my faith that is not enough, whether it's the devil that is attacking me, whether it's God that is testing me, whatever it is that is coming my way, I do know one thing, that we yet hope in God. It is about your heart. Let your heart remain pure. Let your heart remain steadfast. It's never about your money. It's never about all those things you are running after. It's about your heart. It's about my heart. Then number two, why you should not give up is this. Whatever you are going through, it will become part of your success story. Now, imagine this. When you hear all these fathers of faith, all these people that have gone through challenges, I remember Baba Adebayo saying that when he left his job, the promising vice chancellor, somebody who had a promising future, and he said he left his job to go into ministry. And it's not as if pastors in the ministry then were getting rich or something. He left everything to follow God. He was staying in one-room apartment and his children were coming to visit him. And he was like, where do I keep them? But now, when he's telling us the story, you know, it's sweet now. It's interesting now because he's no longer in that place, in that one-room apartment. No, he's no longer there. He's no longer in the house where maybe people struggle to go and take their bath in the morning. He's no longer in that place. But the story is sweet now because he has gotten to the end. Just look at yourself at that. Don't look at the present. Look at the future. Because hope is about the future. Hope is about you seeing the picture of the future that is painted to you from the pages of Scripture. So look at the future. Rewrite your story from the future to the present. And say, maybe you're going to be a pastor or you're going to be a great businessman. And say, when you have your billions, picture yourself in that place and write the story backwards to your present. It's sweet because whatever you're going through now will become part of your success story. When I think about all the days I was struggling, when I think about all the days that to feed my family was a struggle, it's sweet now when I tell people. But you know what? Then it wasn't sweet. The same thing, whatever you and I are going through now, that is the place where you are. Forget about the present. Look at the future and rewrite the story from the future to the present. And you see that it's going to be sweeter. So remember, how do you keep your hope anchored? Whatever you're going through will become part of your success story. Number one, it's about your heart. Number two, it's going to become part of your success story. Then number three, you will become stronger. Just like Bishop Oyedepo says, that the scars of champions is their sacrifices. All the challenges they have gone through, that is their scar. When you see a wrestler, you see all manner of scratches, all manner of broken bones, all manner of things. There's a popular actor that he has had all manner of broken things. Maybe head, skull, leg, and he's super rich. But you know what? All those scars, he had them because he was trying to become a hero. He had them because he had to do something spectacular. The same way, whatever you are going through now, will get you stronger. The future you are going through is not for the weak or faint-hearted. The future that God has created for you is not for those who are weak and will give up at any challenge coming their way. No, it is for those who are strong-hearted. The Bible promises something. He said, for those of us who have left family or given money or given houses, he said you will get 10 more in this present age. But he added something. He said, plus persecution. He said, these things are going to come. So if you are faint-hearted, and right now when nobody knows you, somebody just says something against you because you're a Christian going to preach the gospel. And you say, no, I'm not preaching again. What did they say about you? They said, see, he doesn't even have any story in his life. So that is why you are giving up. You don't want to preach the gospel again. So what happens when you are big and they falsify stories against you? They create it and somebody even comes to testify that you did something against him, which are all lies. The Bible says the heart of man is desperately wicked. Who can know it? When somebody becomes successful and rich, people craft stories because they want to get money from them in the court. I mean, stories that are super believable, and you know what? People want to hear the negative story. But now if you are giving up at this stage, what will happen at that point in time? So the future is not for the faint-hearted, it's for the strong. Whatever you are going through is for you to become stronger. At heart, in the mind, in the spirit, emotionally, every area of life. And number four, there is more in you. There is more in you. See, nobody attacks a non-entity. Have you ever seen people going to rob any shop that there is nothing inside? No, you don't see armed robbers carrying all weapons to go and rob a shop down the street if there is nothing there. It's only petty thieves that go there to go and rob anything. Maybe they will take knife or cutlass. But when people want to rob the bank, they go with explosives, they go with all manner of assault rifles, because what they want to go and take is of value. It's a treasure that when they take it, they know that, yes, it's worth it. They know that they may die, but they know that whatever they are doing to get to that place, if they can succeed, they don't know if they are going to succeed, but they say, if I can succeed, then they are made for life. That's why they are risking everything. Why is the devil risking everything to attack you? Because there is more in you. Because there is something special in your life. Because there is something special in my life. Why have you struggled and struggled and struggled? And then that business has not grown because there's a potential in that business. Why are you struggling in marriage or to get married? Because there is something that must come out of your marriage. Why is somebody struggling to have children after several years? Because the child that will come out will be great children, wonderful children. The devil is testing and blocking the way of those children. And God is saying, don't worry, devil, you are just making them stronger. So you know what? This will make you stronger. So you cannot give up now. Just receive all the strength. When you see a wrestler, what do? They carry all manner of weights. They do all manner of exercises, stressful exercises to build their muscle. When I was in the school studying construction, building, we were told about what we call pre-stressed concrete. You see all those poles, concrete poles, they are made up of pre-stressed concrete. When you build skyscrapers, you can use pre-stressed concrete. Why do we do that? They are putting stress in that concrete. Stress that is greater than the stress it will be subjected to. So, for example, a pole now, all manner of wind will come, all manner of things will come against it. They want it to be able to withstand that. So they put higher stress in it when they are constructing it. So that when the smaller ones are coming, the thing will just be smiling that you don't know what. I've gone through bigger ones. So Whatever you are going through will make you stronger. So you know what? Receive that strength. Receive that strength, and in hope, get stronger so that you can face your future, because that future is not for the faint-hearted. And what's more? There's more in you. If you don't become stronger, how can you become the more that is in you? There is something more in you that must come out. Everybody values gold. They even steal gold. People kill for gold. But you know what? That gold, when you see the original version of gold, you are like, what is this nonsense rock? Even diamond, before it is cut and cleaned, you may sit and like, it's dirty. It has some other attachment to it. And then they clean it. They make sure it's subjected to several things to keep it pure. Gold is subjected to high temperature to bring out the best in it. The reason you are going through all the challenges is because there is more in you, and they will not come out until you have been proven, you have been tested. So blessed is the man who endures temptation, James 1:2-3. For when he has been approved, he will receive the crown of life. You need to be approved before you get to that place. And what's more, God is in your neighborhood. You have mentioned this over and over again. God is in your neighborhood. God is attending to other people. He cannot leave you if you don't give up. It is your turn. It is your turn today in the name of Jesus. And you are the apple of his eyes. See, even if every other thing we have mentioned does not make sense, just keep this at the back of your heart, that you are the apple of God's eyes. Deuteronomy 32:9-11 said, for the lost portion is his people. Jacob is the place of his inheritance. He found him in the desert land and in the wasteland, a holy wilderness. He encircled him. He instructed him. He kept him as the apple of his eye. You are the New Testament Israel. You are the New Testament Jacob. So, remember that you are the apple of God's eyes. What does the apple of the eye mean? It's talking about your eyeball. If a fly is coming to your eyeball, even the eyelid tries to close so that thing doesn't enter in. If the eyelid can just do that, you know, by intuition, by reflex, how much more God? Have you seen antivirus in the system before? Nobody knew virus is coming. You didn't know. You just downloaded a file. But antivirus, because it's always active, it just catches it and says, no, this is a virus. I caught it in the midst of the files. What about God? God says you are the apple of his eyes. He will protect you. If anything comes against you, it is not to destroy you. It is not to destroy you. God says you are more than a conqueror. You have been pre-stressed for this. You have been pre-designed for this. So don't give up. If you think, oh, I can't take this anymore, it's a lie. You can take more than that. And you can overcome more than that. Then number 7, what is your purpose? What is my purpose? The reason challenges are coming your way is because you have a purpose. So when challenges are coming, when problems are coming, you must ask yourself a question. What is my purpose? Why was I made? Why did God create me? Because if you have been created for a great purpose, trust me, great challenges will come your way. Great problems will come. Great trials will come. If you have a great purpose. If you check the Bible, did the devil attack anybody who didn't have any great purpose? No. See David, he was made for a great purpose. But guess what? He did not have any attention whatsoever. His father did not even count him as a relevant boy. No. He just said, I have one more son. He's in the woods. He's always singing alone in the woods, singing to goats and sheep. So he cannot be a king. And Samuel said, I will not sit down until that boy is brought. He was nobody to anybody. But to God, he was somebody. So what is your purpose? If you see yourself being challenged over and over again, challenges of life coming, and it seems the devil is just looking at you alone. Delays are just coming. You know what? Check. What is my purpose? Why did God create me? Because God may just have created you to solve that particular problem in the lives of people. See Bishop Oyedepo, for example. He was created to destroy the plans of the enemy. And guess what? He was attacked and ravaged by tuberculosis when he was small. To the extent that he said he woke up one night in the dormitory in school, and all his roommates, they already packed their beds away from him and left him alone. And he said that night is when he cried to God. God, if all the things in the Bible are true, then I must receive my healing. And he indeed received his healing. See Kenneth again, ravaged by sickness, I think for years, with a heart condition. In fact, he was born with a heart condition. Can you imagine? The devil attacked him before he was born. He was born with a heart condition. Somebody was going to do such a great thing. Born with a heart condition. And however, what happened with his life? He was created to destroy all manner of sicknesses. All manner of healing took place in his ministry. Challenges of all kinds were brought down through him. So, I thought we were going to end this episode today, but we are still going to take one more day. Still have like 7 points to take. We are going to end this here today. What is your purpose? Take a moment to think. If you are not sure of it, maybe this is the week to ask God, why was I created? Why did you create me? Because if challenges are coming your way, the question could be, maybe you were made to destroy such a challenge. Maybe you were made for such a time as this. If everybody in your family is struggling, maybe you were made to rescue them from that problem. Joseph was falling from fry pan to fire from all manner of things. That was Joseph. All manner of challenges coming his way. But guess what? Even the people he was created to rescue, they were the ones destroying him. They were the ones who wanted to destroy him by all means. But guess what? The purpose of God still came to pass because he was made to rescue them. Maybe the people you are made to rescue are even the ones coming against you. Maybe. But you know what? Find your purpose. Because inside your purpose lies your deliverance. Gideon in the Bible was running away from his purpose. He was by all means saying, you know what? God. He was even accusing God. If you are with us, why are all these challenges coming our way? And God is saying, you know what? I created you to solve the challenges. There is a strength in you. There is a might in you. Go in this your might. And that was the rescue. The only reason we know Gideon today is because he solved the problem he was running away from. He was hiding when it was supposed to be the limelight. What are you hiding from? What are you running away from today? Check your life. God, have I been created to be a solution to this problem I'm facing? Check. Maybe nobody in your family has even been able to achieve that before, but you may just have been created to achieve that feat, to be their rescuer, to be their deliverer. And I pray today that for everyone here, whatever challenge you are facing, I decree that God will open your eyes to see the way out. For everyone who is going through a challenge that he was created or she was created to solve, I decree in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ that may your eyes be open and may your eyes be open to the strength that lies in you to overcome that challenge. In the name of Jesus. Amen. We have come to the end of the episode today, and I want to say thank you everyone that joined. I'm happy to see you all today. I believe everybody has been blessed today. The book I mentioned before, very soon it's going to be available, and then I'll be sharing more about it soon. You can share with as many people as possible. I'm sure God wants to spread this message of hope in a hopeless and uncertain world that we live in. So many things are happening. People are facing challenges, but God and the name of Jesus is the answer. So please be ready to share it with as many people as possible once it's ready. Amen. Let's pray tonight. Father, we thank you for a wonderful word that you have sent to everyone. Be magnified in the name of Jesus. We thank you. We worship you. And Lord, I pray today that for everyone who is in the valley of decision, who is going through challenges, who is going through uncertainties or hopelessness, I pray, Lord, that Father, restore their hope. Let the Holy Spirit breathe upon them again so that they will bud. Like a tree that is cut, Holy Spirit, breathe upon them again. Let them bud again. Let them see the future again. Every attack of the enemy to make sure the challenges are bigger than you, God, we destroy them. He said, casting down imagination and everything that exalts themselves above the knowledge of God. Therefore, in the name of Jesus, we cast down those arguments. We cast down those imaginations. We cast down those thoughts that are making themselves bigger than the prosperity of God, than the blessings of God, than the favor of God. We cast you down today in the name of Jesus. And so shall it be. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Please, I'll be expecting you again next week. Thank you for coming today, and invite as many people as possible. Just make sure you invite somebody and make sure they show up, and they will surely be blessed. And of course, on the website, thegoodsuccess.com, you can always see the recording. It will be available again on Wednesday. It's free. Download, share, send it to other people, and be blessed in Jesus' name. This new week shall be blessed for you and I. Jesus' mighty name. Be blessed and excel. See you.
TheGoodSuccess.com